Welcome to the CME IBD podcast series, Enteral Nutrition as Primary Therapy for Crohn's Disease, Making It Happen for Pediatric Patients. This topic is covered over 5 podcast episodes. This 4th podcast focuses on how to integrate and acclimate the enteral nutrition pediatric Crohn's patient back into school and everyday activities. Our series is sponsored by the NASPGHAN Foundation for Children's Digestive Health and Nutrition, along with the North American Society for Pediatric Gastroenterology, Hepatology, and Nutrition. A special thank you to Abbott Nutrition for providing support for this program. I'm Dr. Tony Otley, moderator and chair of the program, and professor of pediatrics at the IWK Health Center in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Our faculty today are Cynthia King-Moore, a clinical dietitian at the IWK Health Center in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, and Dr. Robert Baldassano, professor at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine and director of the Center for Pediatric Inflammatory Bowel Disease at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So I guess I'd just open it up to everyone. Are there other points, other issues that people think are important? I'm particularly thinking about the questions and concerns families have of how they're actually going to make this work when they get home. So we've now taught them how to do the mechanics of doing the feeds, but it's what questions might come up or issues they might face when they're in school trying to do their activities. Any other thoughts anybody has?
Tony, I have some ideas on that. It's Cynthia here. You know, when we're doing our discussion in the beginning about tube feeds and how this can work for families and kids, one of the things we really encourage the children to do is to be really open and honest about what's going on with them. And we're talking about anyone that they would come in contact with on a daily basis, like family and friends and people at school that they would see daily. Some kids are quite withdrawn and very, very reluctant to discuss such a personal issue with people that they come in contact with. It's way out of their comfort zone. But from experience, we found out that if the children with the parents supporting them actually do relay some of this information to their friends, what happens is that they get this awesome amount of support and friendship from people, as opposed to the children that try to hide the fact that they have Crohn's, and obviously they can't hide the fact that they have an NG tube. What happens is that naturally people that they come in contact with every day have, you know, questions, they're concerned, they're curious, and if the child is not willing to share any of that information with these people, you know, kids gossip, people gossip, and they tease, and we find that that is there's a potential for that without that openness. So we think that being open really fosters a protectiveness for the child that has a tube. We encourage parents and children to meet with school administration to talk with or speak with teachers ahead of time before the child goes back into school. Some kids even do informal presentations to their class about what all this means, how the pump works and how the tube's put down and things like that, which seems to really open communication lines and be good. And, you know, kids are always worried about the impact that having a tube feed for many weeks can have on their lives. And, you know, we get into more about how you handle birthday parties and special occasions and class pictures. And kids, you know, basically they can continue to go to birthday parties. And maybe when they have their own birthday party, instead of it being focused on food, maybe they can do different activities. Maybe they can go to movies or have a sleepover or go to a bowling party, things like that. We always get questions around Christmas and Halloween, and we've had parents that successfully handle Halloween by allowing their children to go out trick-or-treating, and the parents substitute the treats for other non-food items. Sometimes kids get vouchers for trading their treats in to get things that maybe are more fun to them at that point. So there's all kinds of messages that you can give families that are going to help them, you know, to have a realistic picture of what this is all going to look like. You know, older kids have a lot more autonomy in terms of making the decision to tube feed. And we always caution families that have younger children that certainly have a big say in the decision at hand. But really the ultimate decision should be, in some cases, parent-driven with the child's wishes or being taken into account. But for children that are young, you know, from 6 to 10 years old, really the parents should help guide them in making that decision.
The one thing I have found that is helpful is to introduce the children and the family to other families and children that are doing these therapies. And it seems like I think that support system there, one is it makes a kid not feel like they're the only one in the world doing this. And also the parents need a lot of support. And I think parents support each other and the kids support each other. So again, I think if there are families that have reservations to try to get them to talk to some of your other families that are doing it, often sort of helps the process be successful.
That's true. We do that here as well, and it's an excellent suggestion.
The other thing we found is we, working with a number of our patients, developed a video that's available on YouTube called Crohn's Survival Guide, The Real Deal on Tube Feeds. And so that can be accessed anywhere if you have internet access. And I found it very helpful because it's the patients themselves talking about what the experience was like, and again, dealing with friends, going back to school. So just hearing it from someone else in that setting, I think, can be very helpful.
Thanks for listening to this episode in the CME IBD podcast series. Please go to pedibd.org to access future episodes. I'm Tony Otley.